Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Pillar Spotlight Show. We're here at the 2011 Senior Bowl, and we're with three players, Von Miller of Texas A&M, Ryan Kerrigan of Purdue, and Austin Pettis of Boise State. All you guys are training an athlete first. You guys all flew down together. What's it like, Ryan, you could take it first, the invite to the Senior Bowl?
Well, it's a very big honor. I've watched the Senior Bowl for a number of years, and it's really, really great to be a part of it now as a senior.
And when you got to Purdue, did you envision this, you being here now?
Not really. It's kind of all surreal almost because, you've watched it over the years and all the great players who have come through here. So it's truly an honor and a blessing to be invited and to be a part of the Senior Bowl.
Nice. And Austin, for you, what was it like, getting the invitation? You're coming here, representing Boise State.
It was exciting because, it was another step in the right direction for, our squad as a whole, just getting more respect and also knowing that another receiver was coming too. So, kind of exciting just to have that comfort level of just knowing someone you play with a couple years and playing your last college game with them.
Excellent. And Vaughn, Texas A&M, your last game was at the Cotton Bowl. Now you're down here at the Senior Bowl. What are you looking forward to most this week?
Just good competition. It's exciting to be out here with all these guys and, to compete with these guys on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. It's really exciting.
Now, you guys, I'm sure you guys have been in college long enough. You guys have teammates and buddies that have gone through this process. Monday around 10:30, you guys are going to be walking across the boardwalk, across the street to the convention center in your little skimpies, and you're going to stand in a room with like 400 guys. Do you ever think this is where football would lead you, to being in your underwear, staring with the 400 men pricking and pronging, hoping to find out how much you weigh?
Well, you've always heard stories like that, but it's kind of, I guess it won't hit you until you're actually there.
You're actually
in your skimpies and everyone's staring at you. It won't really hit you till then.
Are you guys going to lose sleep now thinking about that?
I'm not at all.
Just so you know, it is truth. It's not a rumor that guys do some extra push-ups and sit-ups back there just to look a little bit more buff, so when they come out, they look extra fresh. Any chance you guys do that?
If no one's looking, maybe.
And you, whoever wants to take this question first, what's it like? Was it awesome? Let's go with you. Going to Boise State, you're here now. Was it a blink in the eye? Can you believe it's already come and gone, and now you're knocking at the NFL door?
Definitely. Everyone has those dreams of taking their football career on past college, and mine went so quick, didn't get to a redshirt, so I just played right away, and a lot of the guys I came in with are still there, so just looking back, and a lot of guys when I was in the dorms, I remember those like it was yesterday, are still playing, and I'm kind of trying to take my game to the next level, so it's definitely gone by real fast, but very appreciative of what I have right now.
And at Athletes First, when you guys are training, you're probably usually with your skill guys. You probably don't train with these guys too much, or no?
Oh, no, we all train together.
Oh, you guys are all doing the same stuff?
We're all in the same facility, but doing different stuff modified for each position.
Now, when you guys are down there, who's the jokester of the crew?
He's not here.
He's probably not. He's not here. Scotty McKnight, wide receiver from Colorado. He's a really great guy to have around.
Funny guy.
He kind of keeps things loose.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's great.
Who shows up serious?
That'd probably be Nate.
Nate.
I think Nate is definitely most serious.
Nate's the machine.
Yeah.
Nice. And for whoever wants to take this question, Vaughn, we'll go with you. If we put you in an NFL uniform, who would you remind us most that plays on Sundays?
I don't know. I just want to take every play 100%, take it play by play, and that's up for everybody else to decide. I just want to be the best player I can be.
Is there anyone you enjoy watching?
Oh yeah, I enjoy watching a number of guys. I like watching Derek Thomas. I have film of Derek Thomas and Clay Matthews and Lawrence Taylor and just all those guys. They come off the edge pretty good.
Dude, I am so impressed with you throwing out some old names. It's always, everybody wants to be like Revis Island. Yeah. It's like the latest fad, whoever was good that year, that's who. Nice going back old school, so definitely a watcher of film.
Yes, sir. I got a number of, clips and films of Derek Thomas and Lawrence Taylor. And I watch them, on a consistent basis, but I pull them out sometimes.
Yeah, that game against Seattle, he sacked like David Craig like 7.5 times.
Yeah, and they still lost again.
Yeah, I know.
He missed the eighth sack, and that's that's the one that scored.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting that many sacks?
No, I can't. That's crazy. Seven sacks in an NFL game. That's That's godly right there.
Yeah. Now, Ryan, I was talking with a couple guys that played the D-line position earlier, and I asked them if they could sack any quarterback playing in the playoffs tomorrow, which one they'd like to get to first. Who would you like to get to first tomorrow?
That's a tough question. I guess whoever's lined up across from me with the ball. I mean, I probably wouldn't want to be Big Ben, though, because he's known for shaking people off, so probably wouldn't be him, but... I guess if whoever's holding the ball across from you.
Seems like Chicago's line struggles a little bit, so you might be able to get in there pretty quick, maybe.
Maybe.
No comment.
No comment on that one.
Yeah. Austin, for you, how about you? I mean, looking at you, what guy could you describe yourself that plays in the NFL?
Just watching and admiring Larry Fitzgerald. I think, he has that bigger type body, not the fastest guy, but... I'm a smart receiver and finds a way to get it done, and not necessarily always with speed, but just knowing where he needs to be on the field at certain times.
Nice. Now, you guys played in bowl games. It's a big thing, BCS, playoff system. They treat you great with the bowl week. I mean, there's a lot of, you know how they treat you down at the Cotton Bowl and everything. I mean, would you prefer the playoff system, or would you like to just stick to the bowl system?
Well, I think it should be a playoff system. With the way that the conferences are going now, it looks like there's going to be, in a couple of years, like two super conferences.
Mega conferences.
Like four mega conferences. And, it'd be good to have, like those four conferences, the top two teams that are in those conferences, have like a little playoff thing. And that way, you won't have like, the TCUs and, somebody that had an undefeated season and didn't get a chance to play in the national championship. And, I think it should definitely be, a change of things.
Yeah, with Nevada, did you kind of think Nevada? Did you see what you did with that win? You kind of knocked us out.
we can only hope for so much. They've had the BCS system for so long. I mean, we can't just come in a few years and kind of shake things up and expect them to change. The history of how the postseason has worked, but I think it's in the right direction if that's what people would like. There's a lot of quote unquote small conference teams who shown they can compete with the big schools. So if that was to come in the future, I think that there would be too many people opposed to it since those teams have showed up in the recent years.
And Ryan, for you, Nebraska comes into the Big Ten, will be basically the Big 12 now. Your thoughts?
It's great to have a fan base and a school and program with the tradition that Nebraska has. It's great to have them coming in, and I think it's going to be help the Big Ten from not only a fan base standpoint, but a competition level as well.
Excellent. We're here at the 2011 Senior Bowl with Ryan Kerrigan, Austin Pettis, and Vaughn Miller. Before we let you guys go, we know we have a busy week ahead of you. We'd like to have some fun with you guys. We call it sweeping the corners and get some fun dirt on you guys. Ryan, we'll hit you with the first question. If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, absolutely. Austin, this one's for you.
Uh-oh.
If you could be a male runway model or the lead singer of a boy band, which one would you like to be?
Definitely a runway model.
And Vaughn, besides your great football talents, if you were on America's Got Talent, what other showcase skill could you showcase to America?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. It just depends on the day. Some days I'm feeling like a jokester, and some days I just feel like chilling. So nice. It just depends on the day.
And this is a universal question for all you guys before I let you go. Vaughn, we'll stay with you. The funniest nickname on your team, a teammate, funniest nickname, and how they got it.
Beef, a kicker. probably because he's kind of overweight. We call him Beef, and that's probably our funnest, our goofiest nickname that we got for our teammates.
Excellent. Austin, for you?
I think it would have to be Peanut. It was our running back, Jeremy Avery, number 27, small guy, and they just called him Peanut because he was just a little guy.
Nice. And Ryan?
We had a guy whose nickname was Toaster because he let people talk him into getting a tattoo of a toaster on his hip. So, his nickname was the Toaster because of that.
Were you part of that talking to convince him to do it?
I may or may not have been.
You played the fifth?
I played the fifth, yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate you. You guys got great futures and best luck.
Thank you very much.
That was the roundtable of Vaughn Miller, Ryan Kerrigan, and Austin Pettis joining us here at the 2011 Senior Bowl. Thanks for listening. We're going to be bringing you a ton more interviews. We have Cameron Jordan, Kendall Hunter. We have Sam Acho, the Texas defensive end as well. They're going to be upcoming shows. Look for them
probably tomorrow or later Monday. Thanks for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Players Ballet Show.